Blog Talk Radio.
Day by day, rolling in my
E from the CPC on a robbing spree, a straight G. Hop back as I pop my top, you trip unless I hollow voice commit to pop, 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 yeah. Cause if it don't stop, I have to put my shit in reverse, go back and take another spot, cause I'm rolling in my 6-4 with all the niggas saying. Another motherfucking day for Dre, so I begin like this. No medallions, dreadlocks, or black fists. It's just that gangster glare with gangster rap. That gangster shit makes the gangs a snap. Word to the motherfucking street. And word to these hype ass lyrics and dope beats that I hit you with, that I get you with as I groove in my 4 on D. Hitting the switches, bitches relax while I get my proper swerve on. Bumping like a motherfucker, ready to get my serve on. But before I hit the dope spot, gotta get the chronic, Kareemie Martin and my soda pop. Now smelling like Indonesia. Bus stop full of fly bitches and skeezers on my dick, cause my 4 won't hit. Pancakes front and back, side to side, and all that shit. So when I crawl, I come correct. Now if your bitch in my shit, it's your bitch you check, nigga. Melissa Chevrolet slide as I dip and make a trip to the south side, yeah.
Rolling in my 6-4.
What all the bitches saying? Check this out. The sun went down when I hit Slauson on my way to the strip. Now I'm just flossing, checking my rear view, cause niggas they will do jack moves, black fools, cause I smack fools, trying to set me up for a 211. Fuck around and get caught up in a 187, but I don't represent no gangbang. Some niggas like lynching, but I just watch them hang, so on and so on. Why don't you let me roll on? I remember back in the days when I used to have to get my stroll on. Did nobody wanna speak? Now everybody keeping out the window when they hear me beating up the street. Is it Dre? Is it Dre? That's what they say every single motherfucking day. Yo, but I ain't tripping, I'm just kicking it while my D's keep spinning and these hoes keep grinning. I be
rolling in my 6-4.
What everybody's saying.
Attention, all light as a feather, gravity fine ass niggas. You need to get your weight up, player. It's ridiculous at this point. I mean, I can hear your light ass chain rattling when you come in the club, nigga. Sound like Santa Claus. Just ching-a-ling-a-ling, ching-a-ling-a-ling. Riding around town in that light ass vehicle. Every time your cell phone ring, your CD player stops. It's a damn shame, nigga. Your car ain't big enough, your bank ain't big enough, your gun ain't big enough, and your dank ain't big enough. Get your hate down and get your motherfucking weight up, nigga!
Girl, I'm in love with you, baby, and I want you to know that I'm hooked on your body and I'm trying to be yours.
Radio killer.
We lit it up like a roller.
Imagine going to court with no trial. Lifestyle cruising blue behind the waters. No welfare supporters. More conscious of the way we raise our daughters. Days are shorter, nights are colder. Feeling like life is over. These snakes strike like a cobra. The world's hot, my son got knocked. Evidently, it's elementary. They want us all gone eventually. Trooping out of state for a plate. Knowledge, the coke was cooked without the garbage. We'd all have the top dollars. Imagine everybody flashing, fashion, designing clothes. Lacing your click up with diamond rolls. Your people holding dough, no parole, no rubbers. Going raw, imagine law with no undercovers. Just some thoughts for the mind. I take a glimpse into time, watch the blend read, the world is mine.
If I rule the world,
imagine that.
I free all my sons. Black diamond.
Paradise life relaxing, black, Latino, and Anglo-Saxon. Armani exchange the range, cast, lost private Shabazz, free at last, brand new whips to crash, then we laugh in the iller path. The villa houses for the crew, how we do, trees for breakfast, dime sexes have been stretches. So many years of depression make me vision, the better living, type of place to raise kids in. Opening eyes to the lies, history's told foul, but I'm as wise as the old owl. Plus the gold child, seeing things like I was controlling, click rolling. Tricking six digits on kicks and still holding. Trips to Paris, I civilize every savage. Give me one shot, I turn trife life to lavish. Political prisoners set free, stress free. No work release, purple M3s and jet skis. Feel the wind breeze in West Indies. I think Coretta Scott King, mayor of the cities, and perverse things to Willie's. It's down foul, but every girl I meet to go downtown. I'd open every cell in Attica, send them to Africa. Making moves in Atlanta, back and forth scrambler. Cause you can have all the chips, be poor or rich, still nobody want a nigga have a shit. If I rule the world and everything in it, sky's the limit. I push the Q45 infinite. It wouldn't be no such thing as jealousies or be felony. Strictly living longevity to the destiny I thought I'd never see, but reality struck. Better find out before your time's out. What the fuck?
If I rule the world,
imagine that.
I free all.
Radio that pops. It is Way Back Wednesday and it's 8:51 and the weather is colder than Pimp's heart. Yes, it is. Colder than Pimp's heart in Minnesota right now, Minneapolis. I'm in the Twin Cities. And this is Way Back Wednesday. You know, when I'm throwing all that way back stuff out there, it is what it is. Man, it's so much stuff going on in this world today. Y'all need to start reading the signs. I know I'm personally getting attacked right now, but you know, it is what it is. I keep pushing to the future, you know what I'm saying? It's Way Back Wednesdays, and you in tuned in with King Sean, a.k.a. Mr. Do The Most. And you know what? Oh, man, later on today, we're definitely going to be talking about this gun control. Woo, Lord, have mercy. There's so much controversy about this gun control and a lot of stuff going on about this gun control. But I will be talking about that a little bit in the program. So you know what? Y'all sit back, relax, chill, and listen to this radio that pops on Way Back with me. Soda Pop Radio. It is what it is. And I'm going to ride these elevators.
One for the money, yes sir, two for the show. A couple of years ago, on Headland and the Low, was the starter, something good, where me and my nigga rode the martyr, through the hood, just trying to find that hookup. Now every day we looked up at the ceiling, watching ceiling fans go round, trying to catch that feeling off instrumental. Had my pencil, and plus my paper, we caught the 86 slots on your head, to the cater, writing rhymes, trying to find our spot off in that light, light up in that spot. Knowing that we can rock, doing the hole in the wall club. This shit here must stop, like breathe. We making the crowd move, but we not making no G's. And that ain't no.
A 1-2, dope niggas in the Cadillac. They call us, went from Plagueis ball to ball, just putting the stop up on the map. It's like Little Rock to banging. Niggas say, motherfuck that plaguing. They paying, we saying, legging. Vocals, vocals done. Made it with them big boys up in this industry. Outcast, yeah, them niggas, they making big noise. Over a million sold to this day. Niggas, they take it lightly. 96, don't be that year that out. Y'all Plagueis, hit us and bite me.
Around this bitch, your mama and your cousin too. Going down the strip on the boat, coming up slamming Cadillac doors. Me and you, your mama and your cousin too. Going down the strip on the boat, coming up slamming Cadillac doors.
Back in the day when I was younger, hunger, looking to fill me belly with that rallies. Bullshit, pull shit off like it was supposed to be pulled. Full of the tick I was, stone like them white boys, smoking them white goods before them blunts got chrome. Chunky asses, passes getting sold like Hail Marys, and they looking like Halle Berry. So, so fine, intertwined, but we ain't sipping wine, we just chilling. I'm the rabbit villain, and I'm so high, smoking freely. Me, Lil B, Reek, Moan, and Shook, and my little brother James. Things changed in the hood where I live at. Them rats know, mama, I want to sing, but mama, I want to trick. And mama, I'm sucking dicks now. We moving on up in the world like elevators. Me and the crew, we pimps like 82. Me and you like Tone.
Yeah. Like this, East Point, and we gone. Me and you, your mama and your cousin too. Going down the strip on the boat, coming up, slamming Cadillac doors. Me and you, your mama and your cousin too. Going down the strip on the boat, coming up,
got stopped at the mall the other day. Heard a call from the other way that I just came from. Some nigga was saying something, talking about, hey, do something.
You remember me from school?
No, not really, but he kept smiling like a clown. Facial expression looking silly, and he kept asking me, what kind of car you drive? I know you paid. I know y'all got Vuku with poles from all them songs that y'all done made. And I replied that I've been going through the same thing that he has. True, I got more fans than the average man, but not enough loot to last me to the end of the week. I live by the beat like you live, check to check. If you don't move your feet, then I don't eat, so we like neck to neck. Yes, we done come a long way like them slim ass cigarettes from Virginia. This ain't gonna stop, so we just gonna continue.
You, your mama and your cousin too. Going down the strip on the boat, coming up, slamming Cadillac doors. Me and you, your mama and your cousin too. Down the strip on the boat, coming up, slamming Cadillac doors. Me and you, your mama and your cousin too. Rolling down the strip on the boat, coming up, slamming Cadillac doors. Me and you, your mama and your cousin too. Rolling down the strip on the boat.
King Kong and King Kong ain't got shit on me!
hottest around there. Know it when they see you rolling them polos around it. With the top down, feeling the sound quaking and vibrating your thighs. Riding harder than guys with the chrome wheels at the bottom, white leather inside. When the lanes be spitting at you, tell them don't even try to shoot it with Shell and kick it with Kelly or Holly or Bia. They gotta be G's, you way out of your league.
We like them boys that be in them like leaning. Open them out, they grill, blaming.
Soldiers me, baby, relax. It's all passing. Expressway, head back, weaving through the traffic. This one strong should be labeled as a hazard. Some of y'all niggas hot psych, I'm gassing. Clowns, I spot them and I can't stop laughing. Easy come, easy go, easy gon' be lasting. Jealousy, let it go, results could be tragic. Some of y'all ain't writing well, too concerned with fashion. None of you ain't Giselle, can't walk and imagine. A lot of y'all Hollywood drama, cast it. Cut bitch camera off.
Japan.
Well,
And they've been hacking me. And they've been hacking me for the past 3 weeks. And I'm like, damn. So they've been getting all my information, all that stuff, watching everything I've been doing, which is crazy. This is so crazy. Why they keep, hey, I don't get it. Obama, it's okay, man. I still love you, dude, man. I'm just a little radio station, man. I'm just a little radio host trying to just put things out there to my peoples. You guys don't have to watch me. I'm not a terrorist. I love America, but I'm as soon as I find my spaceship, I'm gonna fly away.
You know what I mean? I said, I want you. You always tell me to the aliens and shit.
I'm going to have to calm down.
They're trying to help you find a spaceship, bro. I'm trying to tell you, they've been trying to help you find a spaceship.
Yeah, I got to find a spaceship, man, because, hey, it's crazy. But y'all know what it is. It's Way Back Wednesday. You tuned in to Soda Pop Radio. I am host King Sean, a.k.a. Mr. Do The Most. With my co-hosts in the building, Ms. Boothang and King from King Enterprises. Yeah, you know what it is. And you know how we get down, man. We're going to bring you that Way Back music from, I don't know if it's going to be when you had a Jerry Curl or when you had a lie in your hair and you would just slip back like you was Malcolm Little. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what I'm going to bring you out, but you know, it's going to be some songs way back that you maybe ain't heard in a while because it's Way Back Wednesday, and it is what it is. Hey, check this out. It is going down at the Terminal Bar downtown Minneapolis right now. Bad Girl Music, Inc. is down there showcasing artists. So y'all need to try to get to the Terminal Bar tonight. Yes, it is going down at the Terminal Bar. Bad Girl Music, Inc. is having a showcase down there. I don't know exactly who's performing. I just something that I just found on Facebook, you know what I'm saying? And I always like to promote my other promoters, you know what I'm saying? Let y'all know what's going down in the town tonight. It is what it is. And I'm going to bring you some more information tonight, definitely. And I got this little article I did want to talk about tonight. I'm probably going to do that about 9:30, 9:45. This controversial stuff about this gun control, the people is going crazy about this gun control stuff, man. It's crazy. It really is. This world is crazy. Well, it's Way Back Wednesday, and you know what we're gonna do? What we do best? Get into this music.
Yeah.
If I find some music, I might have to take a small kind of break, you know what I'm saying?
See, that's old timer syndrome kicking in on throwback that you younger than me.
That's old timer syndrome. Soda Pop Radio, Radio Pops, it is Way Back Wednesday. And I'm just like Usher and Usher, Ludacris. And with that one dude be like, yeah!
Okay.
I ain't heard nothing from Lil John in a while. We're going ahead and get into this Lil John, Usher, and that one dude. What's that one dude's name?
The one dude.
See, oldness I got on Way Back Wednesday. Ludacris. Lovers and Friends.
Yeah, man. Once again, this song.
This song.
You know we had to do it again, right?
We had to do it again. Watch. Go through the singing of these ladies, man.
Oh, oh, oh. Mama first.
Oh, oh, oh.
Let's see.
Babies, how you doing? Hope that you're fine. Wanna know what you got in mind tonight. Got me feeling like you the sea, girl, I can't leave you alone. Take a shot of this here Patron, and it's gonna be on. VIP, then got way too crowded. I'm about to end up calling it a night. You should, I love it, your girl, tell her that she can't see. Pull off the deep shotgun and the GT's and G. She said, oh, oh, I'm ready to ride. I was like, yeah, cause once you get inside, but you gotta promise, baby. Oh.
Tell me again.
Tell me again, my baby.
Sometimes wanna be your lover, sometimes wanna be your friend, sometimes wanna hug you, hold hands, slow dance while the record spins. Opened up your heart cause you said I made you feel so comfortable. Used to play back then, now you all grown up like Rudy Huxtable. I could be your bug, you could beat me up. Play fight in the dark, then we both make up. I do anything just to feel your bug. Why you got me so messed up? I don't know, but you gotta stop tripping. Be a good girl now, turn around and get these whips. You know you like it like that. You don't have to fight back. Here's a pillow fight, that. And I'll be setting separate plays, so on all these separate days, your legs can go their separate ways.
Tell me again. Tell me again, my baby.
Oh, it's a good look, baby.
Tell me again.
For a long time,
saw this,
but fucking never crossed my mind,
saw this,
but tonight I seen something in you,
saw this,
that made me wanna get with you,
saw
this, you ain't been nothing but a friend to me,
saw this,
and a nigga never ever dreamed we'd be,
saw this,
up in here kissing, hugging, squeezing, touching,
saw this,
up in the bathtub, rubber dubbing,
saw this,
are you sure you wanna go this route? Let a nigga know before I pull it out.
Shorty.
I would never ever cross the line.
Shorty.
Shorty, let me hit you. Tell me one more time. One more time.
Tell me again.
Tell me again, my baby.
Lover,
oh, it's a good look, baby.
Tell me again.
Ursa, John, and Luda had to do it again.
Hey,
please tell your lovers and friends that Ursa, John, and Luda had to do it again.
Hey,
yeah, please tell your lovers and friends that Ursa, John, and Luda had to do it again.
Hey.
Cause I'm about to ruin the image and the style that you're used to. I look funny, but yo, I'm making money, see. So yo, world, I hope you're ready for me. Now gather round. I'm the new fool in town, and my sound's laid down by the underground. I drink a bottle of Hennessy you got on your shelf. So just let me introduce myself. My name is Humpty, pronounced with the umpty. Yo, ladies, oh, how I like to funk be. And all the rappers in the top 10, please allow me to bump be. I'm stepping tall, y'all, and just like Humpty Dumpty, you're gonna fall when the stereos pump me. I like to rhyme, I like my beats funky, I'm spunky. I like my oatmeal lumpy, I'm sick with this. Straight gangsta Mac. But sometimes I get ridiculous. I'll eat up all your crackers and your licorice. Oh, yo, fat girl, come here, are you ticklish? Yeah, I called you fat. Look at me, I'm skinny. It never stopped me from getting busy. I'm a freak. I like the girls with the boom. I once got busy in a Burger King bathroom. I'm crazy. Allow me to amaze thee. They say I'm ugly, but it just don't faze me. I'm still getting in the girls' dance, and I even got my own dance.
The Humpty Dance is your chance to do the
Come on,
I do the Humpty Hump.
Check me out, y'all.
I do the Humpty Hump.
Just watch me.
I do the Humpty Hump.
Yeah. Do you know what I'm doing? Doing the Humpty Hump. Come on.
I do the Humpty Hump.
People say you're see. You're really funny looking. That's alright, cause I get things clicking. You stare, you glare, you constantly try to compare me, but you can't get near me. I'm giving more C, and on the floor B, all the girls, they adore me. Oh yes, ladies, I'm really being sincere, cause in the 69 my humpy nose will tickle your rear. My nose is big, I'm not ashamed. Big like a pickle, I'm still getting paid. I get laid by the ladies, you know I'm in charge. Both how I'm living and my nose is large. I get stupid, I shoot an arrow like Cupid. I use a word that don't mean nothing, like lucid. I sang on Do What You Like, and if you missed it, I'm the one who said just grab them in the biscuit. Also told you that I like to bite. Well yeah, I guess it's obvious I also like to write. All you had to do is give Humpty a chance, and now I'm gonna do my dance.
The Humpty dance is your chance to do the hump.
Come on. Yeah, that's the break, y'all. Let me know that bass groove right here. Yeah. Now that I told y'all a little bit about myself, let me tell you a little bit about this dance. It's real easy to do. Check it out. First I limped to the side like my legs was broken, shaking and twitching kinda like I was smoking. Crazy wax funky. People say you look like MC Hammer on crack, Humpty. That's alright, cause my body's in motion. It's supposed to look like a fit or a convulsion. Anyone can play this game. This is my dance, y'all. Humpty Hump's my name. No two people will do it the same. You got it down when you appear to be in pain. Humping, funking, jumping, gig around, shaking your rump. And when a doo-doo chump punk points a finger like a sun, tell him step off, I'm doing the hump.
The Humpty dance is your chance to do the hump.
Everybody!
Radio, Ready to Pops, is Way Back Wednesday. Hey, I remember me doing the Humpty Hump. Hey, do the Humpty Hump.
I thought I was going to go break out my Kango and my big nose out the basement real quick.
I always think about them glasses with the big nose on them.
Yeah, that's what I used to get down with the Humpty all the time. Man, that was my shit back in the day, boy. I mean, I ain't that old. I'm telling nobody. Well, it's 9:21, and you tuned to Soda Pop Radio, Ready to Have Pops, and it is Way Back Wednesday. Hey, the lines are open. Y'all can hit us up at 714-242-6167. Once again, that number is 714-242-6167. It's Way Back Wednesday. You know what we're going to do today? You know what? I ain't going to talk about no articles today. Mm-hmm. I ain't going to talk about nothing out there. What I want people to do is call us and tell us your favorite Way Back memory. That's what I want to hear. What the hell you was doing back when some of this music was playing? You know what I'm saying? When this was number one on the charts. Y'all can hit us up at 714-242-6167. Once again, our number is 714-242-6167. The lines are opened up. Yeah, just call us, tell us about what was you doing way back when the Humpty dance was going down, you know what I'm saying? King.
Yes, sir.
What was you doing? What's your best memory you have when the Humpty dance was popping?
Exactly with all the zip on shit. That wasn't my mama went out right after the Batman came out. That was the first Batman. Y'all remember the first Batman with Keaton and stuff. You know, he had the I'm Batman going on. You know, that was at that time, you know. You know, we had the backwards stuff going on with Crisscross and everything. You know, everything was backwards. I was even buying backwards clothes and putting them on.
Yeah, I remember that. Definitely was, man. Batman's always been my shit, you know. Black man.
Niggas had slopes. Had the slope.
I had me a Gumby. What you talking about?
I had a kid in play.
That's crazy. They were trying to bring that shit back though in Chicago like last year. Year before last or something. I seen a couple niggas with some slopes. I'm like, what they know about that?
Yeah, definitely. Hey, I think everybody's been trying to lately. I've been seeing a lot of them sprinkle here, sprinkle there. You know what I'm saying? With people with gummy boxes and all this stuff. I didn't see somebody with some overalls on Broadway.
I want some of that, but they need to bring them back with the jean jackets and stuff. I like them. I was liking them. All over jean jackets, and I put on my big old cowboy boots. You know, that was nice back in the day. You know, dress shoes and jeans too.
Yeah, it's on the Pop Radio, Radio Pops. I'm gonna go to the line because it looks like our line is lighting up right now. Well, I'm going to go to this first caller that's in queue, and it's a 763-1049 number. Hello, caller. You on air. Hello?
Hello? I guess they forgot. I'm going to roast them with their little, you know, stuff going on in the background with all the Tom and Jerry on. You know, that's not good.
That sounds like the A team to me.
Yeah, man. Look like.
Soda Pop Radio. You are on air with Soda Pop Radio. Who are we talking to?
Hello?
We can't hear you. Hello?
How you doing? Soda Pop Radio in the building.
Young Nick. Who are we speaking to?
This is Nicole.
Nicole? How you doing, Nicole?
Oh, I'm blessed always. It's still stressed at the same time, but, you know, I always got to call in and show my love. Kenny and Akash and the rest of the Soda Pop Radio and everybody on the host.
That's what's up.
Hey. But see, I was listening, right?
Yeah.
And he said, remember your favorite back in the day, what you was doing back in the day when you were listening to the Hump and Hump? Look, right?
Yeah.
Unfortunately, Hump and Hump is before my time, but I definitely was listening to A Dad and Mac and Make It. Yeah, okay.
So what was your favorite memory back in that time?
I must say staying thick and juicy and trying to keep away from too much trouble.
That's what's up. Staying out of trouble is always a good thing. It's always a good thing.
Right.
Keep away, staying in your lane is always a good thing. Because trouble is easy to find. I'm telling you, it's easy to find.
So
Miss Nicole,
Pop Radio, y'all, is a business, makes it happen. Definitely want to keep that good and Gucci, and I'm gonna give somebody else a chance.
Hey. Definitely. Thank you for tuning in, Nicole.
All the time.
Bye, Nikki.
Hey, Lulu.
It's Soda Pop Radio, Radio that pops. Y'all know it is Way Back Wednesday, and we're trying to figure out what was you doing back in the time when Humpty Hump was the one song that was popping. Well, if you got any other song that was popping that day or back in that time, holler at us. Hit us up, 714-242-6167. That's 714-242-6167. Now, Miss Boothang.
Yo.
What was you doing back then when Humpty Hump was? What's your biggest memory you had when that was banging?
Well, I was in a dance group, and I just remember practicing this shit all the time, and we had them goofy-ass glasses, playing with them, the big-nose glasses, you know, from the Humpty video. But we, I had a dance group, and we used to do shows and shit at the park. That's my memory.
You was a twerker? Back twerking in the sky?
You said what?
You was twerking back in the day in Chicago?
Man, what? Our group, we had a little group. It had about like 15, 20 girls in it. We was called The Formula.
Over at Argyle Gardens?
You say what?
Over at Argyle Gardens?
I can't hear you.
I said in the garden?
In the gardens? No. We was off 63rd. Like Ashland and Damon over there.
Yeah.
I ain't messing with projects. So. Yeah, but that's my memory. Yeah.
Well, I'm going to get into another caller. Definitely. I'm going to go to this caller, 612-4606. And I know who this caller is, but, you know, I just wanted to fuck with her because, you know, that's how it is. Soda Pop Radio, Radio That Pops, caller, you on air.
Do the Humpty Hump, do the Humpty Hump. Y'all don't know, you lean to the side like your leg was broken. Y'all don't know nothing about that right there.
Oh, man, girl, boom. Miss Danny G in the building. Miss Danny G in the building.
I had to take a little hiatus. I had some stuff going on. But, you know, I still love Soda Pop. Just couldn't be, you know, talking to y'all. But I've been trying to tune in when I can.
So, Ms. Danny G, the question of the day is, what was your biggest memory you had when Humpty Hump was out there banging and everybody banged that song? What was you doing back then?
I actually was in, like, a drill team and then two dance teams, and man, I was getting it in out here. I was doing the Humpty Hump. Like, that was what it was. And yes, I'm like you saying, I had the glasses and the outfit. Stop.
Hey, what's up? What is up with you and Boothang with these glasses, the outfit, and drill teams? And y'all was,
they had a whole fit. And don't trip when I was dangerous. Y'all don't know nothing about dangerous. And we had the airbrush shirt with the airbrush.
Ooh, oh, my goodness.
The airbrush.
Hey,
The shoes was airbrushed to match the fit. You was airbrushed down. You had the shirt with the blue jeans, with the shoes. You was hot.
Hey, go down. Soda Pop Radio, Ready That Pops, man.
You went to the club, right? And you practiced at the crib. That's why you had two different
No, something about the airbrush shit.
Oh, man, that was a minute part of it. It was airbrushed down. We had to have the match. It was cold.
See, I tell you, when the Humpty Hump was going down for me, I was bad in the mud. I was running around, tearing up the streets. I was still doing the Humpty dance in the club and all that stuff. I was getting in the club when I was 16, though. You know what I'm saying? I was definitely getting in the club when I was 16 because mostly everybody that worked in the club was some kind of homeboy of my uncle's stuff. So I used to be able to sneak into the club because the bouncers already knew my family and stuff. So I was in the club young as hell trying to do the Humpty Hump with some motherfucking female. I was definitely the back door, the Humpty Hump with somebody. That's when I remember the Humpty Hump, man. I was in there. I was in there getting it. You know me, King Sean, a.k.a. I was doing the most still. But it's Way Back Wednesday, Soda Pop Radio, Radio That Pops. And I'm in the building with my co-host. Dang, I got the whole clique up in here right now, man. I got King from King Enterprises. I got Ms. Boothang, and I got Danny G. Oh, yeah, it's going down on Way Back Wednesdays. Y'all know what I'm saying? Soda Pop Radio, Radio That Pops. Hey, here go another banger for y'all Way Back. Yeah, I know all y'all know about this. If you of age, y'all know about this right here. Soda Pop Radio, Radio That Pops, Way Back Wednesday.
Stop what you're doing, cause I'm.
Oh, you thought I was finna play it again, huh?
You a fool? I'm like, oh, you about to play it again?
I'm gonna
Yeah. Soda Pop Radio, radio that pops way back Wednesdays. It is what it is. But attention, attention, the 8th annual APAG Awards. Katrina Williams, former lead of Tyler Perry's Diary of Mad Black Woman, and Oprah Winfrey's The Color Purple, now seeking singers, actors, dancers, performers, spoken word, rappers, praise dancers, and choirs for the 2013 APAG AGAP Awards nominations. For registrations and nominees submission, please call 202-455-8871 or 214-579-0315. The award show is going to be at North Community High School on May 25th from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Yes. Soda Pop Radio, Radio Pops. It is Way Back Wednesday. And it is what it is. Once again, it is going down. The 8th annual AGAP Awards with Katrina Williams, former lead of Tyler Perry's Diary of a Mad Black Woman, and Oprah Winfrey's The Color Purple, now seeking singers, actors, dancers, performers, spoken word, rappers, praise dancers, and choir for the 2013 AGAP Awards. For registration and nominees, submit, and please call 202-455-8871 or 214-579-0315. The award show is going to be at North Community High School, May 25th. From 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. And y'all heard it first on Soda Pop Radio, Radio That Pops. It is Way Back Wednesdays, and I am your host, King Sean, a.k.a. Mr. Do The Most. And the time right now is 9:51, and the weather right now is colder than a pimp's heart down here. So I advise you not to go outside unless you go into the terminal bar to kick it with Bad Girl Music, Inc. and the showcase they have on down there at the terminal bar. Yes, it's going down at the terminal bar. What's going down with y'all, Soda Pop Crew?
What
it do?
The whole crew here today, huh?
Yeah, the whole crew here today. Besides, we're missing one right now. She had to go handle some business, but you know how it is. Especially when you have kids. You know how it is. That's the way
it
goes.
Yeah, I'm yelling at mine as we speak. Well, you know, not necessarily yelling. I'm yelling with my eyes. You know how you do that? Give them a look like I'm about to choke you.
Yeah. Soda Pop Radio. We choke kids.
I was going to say, puff, puff, pass, my nigga. Puff, puff, pass. Hey, what's really funny is my granddad is in the other room blowing his phone.
Nah, I'm just playing y'all out there. Please don't call CPS on me.
Hey, it is what it is. Soda Pop Radio. All
right,
so you ready to be a conspiracy theorist with me?
Tell me about this conspiracy theory. Hey, to let y'all know out there in the Soda Pop world, My personal conspiracy that tells me all the good news and all the conspiracy that's going on, Miss Danny G, man, you talk about somebody does their research, definitely does her research. If she's going to bring something out, She definitely already done the research and bringing it to the table. So, hey, but y'all know what? You don't have to listen to what the hell she's saying. Go find out your damn self.
Go find out for yourself because it's out there. Just like I found it, you can find it if the information is there and it's wide open for you to get. So I've been a little concerned with our brother Wayne. Now let's look back over some stuff because I'm going to give you some background on why I feel the way I feel. Before Michael Jackson was pronounced dead, I'm going to need y'all to go back a little bit. There was a period of time, maybe about almost a week before he died, supposedly, where he was in the hospital. He was having some problems. He supposedly passed out at, like, one of the rehearsals for This Is It, but then he was doing great, blah, blah, blah. Then there were some doctors rushed in the house, but he's still doing fine, and nobody said anything. Then he was rushed to the hospital, but he wasn't dead. He was just taken to the hospital, and then at the hospital, like 24 hours later, they announced he was deceased. Okay. I'm sorry, I'm a conspiracy theorist. That whole week sounded funny to me. I said originally, when I first heard the story, I thought he was dead. That's just me. Everybody said I was crazy. I started looking at the stories and wasn't nothing making sense. It wasn't adding up, and I knew he was dead. It took him a week to announce it. It is now Wednesday, and Wayne went in the hospital on Friday. Follow my train of thought. He goes in the hospital Friday night. You know Harvey Levin, TMZ, is a lawyer, and he knows he can be sued for liable. So he is like me. He got to cross his T's and dot his I's because he's anal. Harvey Levin said his inside source in the hospital told him that Wayne was in a medically induced coma and that he had been read his last rites, and they were contacting his family. Now, as you follow the story, you do know that Wayne's mother is in California. So, yes, his family has been contacted. His family made it there, Saturday night, okay? His mother made it there, I think, like Sunday. I have a problem. You instantly got a report from the YMCMB camp. Wayne is absolutely fine. They're lying on him. There's nothing wrong with him. Had nothing to do with the syrup he was sipping. Keep drinking your syrup. Keep popping your Molly. He's absolutely fine. Do y'all have a problem with this one? Everybody knows. When it started rolling, I started smelling conspiracy. There's something funny. Because you don't go, that's too big of an extreme. For y'all to say he's absolutely fine and they don't know what he's talking about, but yet he's still in the ICU, though. Okay. I get to watch it. On today's Wednesday. On Sunday or Monday, he was released. Yes, there was Tuesday. Get out. On Sunday morning, he was released. And he was released from the hospital. Supposedly, he's in a hotel Sunday morning. He's in a hotel in California Sunday morning. He was released from Cedars Sinai Sunday morning. Here's where I have a problem. There is 10 million paparazzi and media personnel outside of the city of Sinai. You know it is because Wayne is such a huge music mogul right now. There is no way you could have got him, A, out the hospital and nobody seen him leaving. Dang, no back door.
True.
Here's my other problem. Here's my last problem. I also got a picture on the internet from various different photographers of Nicki Minaj visiting Lil Wayne Sunday night in the hospital. But I thought he was released Sunday morning.
That's crazy.
I got one song. And it goes, they try to make me go to rehab. And I said, no.
No.
They did the same. You know what? I thought that was perfect because they actually did the same thing with her. They hid her death for like 2 or 3 days, too. Which I just couldn't figure out, though, how did he get released Sunday morning, yet they got pictures of this half of visiting him Sunday night.
You know, I'm just culturally inclined. I'm just saying, I'm not going. I don't want to go. You can't make me go. I mean, I like doing what I'm doing, and you can't force me to do it. But if it puts me in the hospital, then, you know, people should know about it before I'm, you know, sitting on lifeline support. I will want somebody to go and tell somebody that I'm in this hospital because, I mean, what is y'all doing to me? I mean, now right. 3 days, weeks later, you telling me my pet family got contacted and y'all want to cut my line off? No, I don't understand that. Why? No.
Now, I think, in all honesty, I really hate to say this, but Rajanae wrote, so she said my dad is fine. You know, and the way they jumped at trying to prove he was okay immediately, and now it's all hush hush, I really would hate to say it, but I think he's really effed up, y'all. I think, like, maybe he can't talk, or, like, maybe he's a vegetable, or maybe, you know, I think something really bad happened. And nobody wants to say what really happened.
Yeah, well.
We'll find out. Everything
my, like I said, definitely. Always come to the light. My, like I said, my prayers go out to Wayne. Man, hopefully that, you know, this black man will be able to get better. Because we do need all our soldiers that we do have. Man, Wayne, man, come on, man. Get yourself together, man.
I mean, I really hope he can, though. That's what scared me. Like, I think because of the way things just went down and the fact that they lied about him being out the hospital there's evidence out there that he's still in. Nobody has flat out said, oh, yeah, he's really home. LA Times was reporting that he is still in the hospital and that they're lying. What's going on, Wayne? Keep it real with your fans, man. That's what I'm saying. At some point, you have to give it up. At some point, you have to be real with yourself. And if you can't, you know, that's where the problem come in. I don't think the problem with the drugs or none of that. I think the problem comes in when you can't admit that you were wrong, that you made some bad choices, and now you know it's time for a change. Or maybe it's too late for all that. But I really wish somebody would be honest. Because it don't look, you know, when lies start going, lies start sinking, and they're easy to smell, like rotten eggs in the bottom of a garbage can. You got to figure this out until you find out what it is. And I'm telling you, it stinks to me right now. Somebody lying.
Somebody straight up is lying.
And the only one I really, really, my heart and prayers go out to, you know, his baby mamas, because he got a couple, and them kids, you know, because their heart going to be ripped out. He didn't care nothing about what he was doing while he was doing it. I just hope the little people, you know, the young people who thought it was cool. You see, what's the name, Pimp C gone from the same mess. You got this man laid up wherever he laid up at, messing with that syrup. And that Molly, yeah. Leave that mess alone, for real. It's not good for you, obviously. How many more people going to, you know, be all messed up? I'm just saying.
Man, I really don't, man. That's hard. It's a hard thing to say and a hard thing to swallow because, like, he's one of the top artists is at the top of the game right now.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, right now, ain't nobody really, who's really killing other than Jay-Z?
You know what I was thinking, though? They've been building to this day. And I'm sorry, I'm a conspiracy theorist to the fullest. I truly believe in the Illuminati. I really am starting to believe more and more every day just by little things that said. But what I am noticing is that blood sacrifice thing is for show. And that man did not give up nothing. That man ain't gave up not a sacrifice. And you know what happens when you don't give up one, you give up yourself.
MJ? Yeah.
Whitney.
Yep.
Aaliyah.
Yep. Definitely that.
Thing.
But
you know, I have to say that this is like urban legend to me in my mind. You know, I come from a culture that I know, but you know, this is it's cliche, you know, in a sense, because my family come from a history of slaves. So, you know, being, you know, thinking about this, you know, formulated militia of people that are actually rising up against each other is feeble to me. You know, it's is taking turns in ways that people should not actually try to believe. You know, they should try to believe in more of themselves, more of what they is empowered to other people that is not trying to, you know, feel, you know, fall into that whole idea, because it's not, it's more to that on another level. You know, and I mean, we're missing that whole idea because we continue to be culturally deprived from what is real, and that's a lot. You know, we can emulate this whole idea of sacrifices and say that this is satanic and, you know, all that, but, you know, what is the real root problem to what we're believing in? You know, what can we step outside and say that is better than us? You know, this is what television is paying for us. And I can't stand it every time I hear it, even from my nephews. I have to tell them, hey, you know, don't read a book. Find something else that actually is going to be a cool idea. You know, I mean, there's other history that comes from it. You know, so you we paint a picture and we jump down a rabbit hole for real.
Hold on. If we paint a picture of, like I'm with Danny. I am a firm believer of the Illuminati, for one, because I am a firm believer of the Bible, because you can't have good without evil, and you can't have evil without good. You can't. So I'm definitely, it goes to see people and understanding what, like, this New Age Illuminati is something that's put out on the forefront because of what we're going through. And I'm not even going to even get deep into the rabbit hole. I'm not going to get in deep, but it all really is seen away from that Bible. All of it. You look into it, you read that Bible, you will see that all this stuff, dealing with the Illuminati, just dealing with the world period, all revolves around the Bible, regardless how you see it. Because you cannot have good without evil, and you can't have evil without good. You can't. It's just like you can't have a man without a woman and a woman without a man.
I'm going to tell you, it's one thing to read the Bible, another thing to be able to discern what you're reading. Because, I mean, this is a spiritual aspect in which you walk by faith and not by sight in what you're reading. So to actually say that, you have to actually believe that that God is your Savior, period. You know, you can't just read words. You know, you just can't look at this Bible and say that's it. Because the fact of the matter is, there's something, as I said, outside of this realm that we're actually painting in this world. Because he says in his word that we are not of this world at all. So, I mean, we can't actually sit here and we're there. You know, so, I mean, when I say that we paint this picture and every falling down this rabbit hole, that's what I'm saying. You're actually physically painting a picture that actually is non-existent to what this Bible that we are actually holding so high. We're missing that idea, period, in life culture, period. I mean, I have to agree with that wholeheartedly, period.
Yep. What's Soda Pop Radio, Radio Pops? It is Way Back Wednesday, and you know how serious, when we get in our discussions and talk, we get serious around here, and we're going to give y'all the real uncut and raw on Soda Pop Radio, Radio Pops. But you know, like me, it's Way Back Wednesday. So you know what? Ain't no half-stepping. Man, if you out there half-stepping, you ain't going to get nowhere. You're going to get a half result. Y'all know what I'm saying? Soda Pop Radio, Radio Pop. Big Daddy K. Ain't no half-stepping.
Oh, yeah. I'm with this. I'm just going to sit here laid back with a nice mellow beat, you know, and drop some smooth lyrics. It's 88. Time to set it straight, you know what I'm saying? And there ain't no half-stepping. Word, I'm ready.
Rapper stepping to me, they want to get some. But I'm the cane, so yo, you know the outcome. I'm not the victory, they can't get with me. So pick a BC day, cause you're history. I'm the authentic poet to get lyrical. For you to beat me, it's gonna take a miracle. And stepping to me, yo, that's the wrong move. So what you on, Hobbs? Dope a dog, dope a dog. Competition, I just devour. Like a pit bull against a chihuahua. When it comes to being dope, hot damn, I got it good. Now let me tell you who I am. The B-I-G-G-A-D-D-Y-K-A-N-E. Dramatic, Asiatic, not like many. I'm different, so don't compare me to another. Cause they can't hang, word to the mother. At least not with the principal in this pedigree. So when I roll on your rappers, you better be ready to die because you're petty. You're just a
I'm a machete, the slave I tend to. Wait until when you try to front so I can chop into your body. Just because you try to be basing, Friday the 13th, I'm a play Jason. No type of joke, that game, puzzle or riddle. The name is Big Daddy, yes, big, not little, so define it. Here's your walking papers, sign it, and take a walk as the cane starts to talk, cuz. The rappers be hoping to sound like me so soon. I'll have to open a school of MCing for those who wanna be in my field and court. Turn again on second thought. The happiness coming out sounding so similar. It's like a fusion for you to remember the originator. And boy, do I hate a perpetrator. But I'm much greater. The best, oh yes, I guess, suggest the best. Your special mess or test your highness. Unless you just address with best finesse and bless the paragraph. I manifest, rap prime minister. Some say sinister, non-stop in the groove until winning. The climax, climax, relax and chill. Have a break from a take of me acting ill. Brain cells are lit, ideas start to hit. Next to the formation of words that fit. At the table I sit, making it legit. And when my pen hits the paper, harsh, it's I stop to stand strong over MCs and devour with the power of Hercules or Samson. But I go further to left, cause you can scout my cameo and I still have strength. And no, that's not a myth, and if you try to rip or get whipped, the man with the given gift of gab, your vocab, I only ignore. Be sleeping on your rhyme till I start to snore. You can't awake me or even make me fear your son, cause you can't do me none. So think about it if you're trying to go. When you wanna step to me, I think you should know that. The name is Big Daddy, you know, as in your father. So when you hear a death rhyme, believe that I'm the author. I grab the mic and make them CZ evaporate. The party people say, damn, that rapper's great. The creator, conductor of poetry, etc., etc. It ain't easy being me. I speak clearly so you can understand. Put words together like letter, man. Now that's dictation. Proceeding to my innovation. Not like the other MCs that are an imitation or an animation, a cartoon to me. But when I'm finished, I'm sure that you are soon to see reality. My secret technique, because I always speak with mentality. I put my title in your face, dare you to face. Then if you try to come get it, yo, I'ma show you who's with it. So if you know like I know, instead of messing around, play like Roy Rogers and slow down. Give yourself a break, or someone else will take your title. Namely me, because I'm homicidal. That means murder. You sound like the herder. Another MC. To try to get with me, I'll just break them and make them and break them and dig them and mold them and make them hold up the peace sign. I'll go on the way.
Pulling on my zipper, it's like it's a race who could get undressed quicker. Isn't it is ironic, how ironic it is to watch them thongs. Had me thinking about that ass after I'm gone. I touched the right spot at the right time. Lights on, a light torch, she like it from behind. So seductive, you should see the way she whine. Her hips are slow mo on the flow when we grind. Long as she ain't stopping, homie, I ain't stopping. Dripping wet with sweat, man, it's on. And popping on my champagne campaign. Bottle after bottle is on. And we gon' sip to every bubble and every bottle is gone.
I take you to the candy shop. I let you lick the lollipop. Go ahead, girl, don't you stop. Keep going till you hit the spot. Whoa.
Radio that pops way back Wednesday, and that was 50 with Candy Shop featuring Olivia. Yeah, you know what it is.
I take you to the candy shop. Man, I ain't taking nobody to no fucking candy shop. I am the damn candy shop.
Oh, damn, I thought I could go to the candy shop. Look at here, I'm a... I'm roll up.
I am
the
fucking candy shop.
Okay.
Shit. What would you do for a Klondike bar?
Oh, Lord.
I'll pass. Sorry, I don't like them.
Hey, yo.
Oh,
it's way back Wednesday, and it's 10:16, and the weather outside is colder than a pimp's heart.
It's called Franco out here. It's cold.
Man, it's so cold out there, boy, I tell you. I can't be fighting Jack Frost. Every time I go out there, he kick my ass. Every time I go out there, he kick my ass. I am not fighting Jack Frost. Jack, you can have it outside, Jack. Well,
man,
hey,
I'm out here right now. It is cold than a mother trucker, baby.
No. Well, y'all know there's a lot of big things coming from Soda Pop Radio. You know what I'm saying? Soda Pop is getting out there. We spreading. Listeners is starting to get big. Business is starting to boom. But y'all know it is going down for Soda Pop Radio. On April 12th, Soda Pop Radio will be in the building with Bad Girls Music Inc. We got April 12th at the Blue Nile, Minnesota Stand Up Top 20 Artists will be performing down there at the Blue Nile. Soda Pop Radio will be in the building hosting a little bit, you know what I'm saying, covering the show. Ms. Boudang will be in the building down there at the Blue Nile on April 12th with Bad Girls Music, Inc. You know what I'm saying? We're going to be in the building doing our thing, making it pop, because that's what Soda Pop do, Ms. Boudang. If y'all want to come down there, y'all come down there. Maybe she'll give you an autograph, maybe a lap dance. Oh, did I say that?
I'm so glad you did it, love, man.
You know how we do it, Soda Pop Radio, man. We get to popping around here. Hey, you know, we ain't trying to be the number one radio station. We trying to be the radio station that will help break artists, you know what I'm saying, and help a little bit bring our community together. There's a lot of things going down with Soda Pop Radio behind the scenes that people ain't seeing. We out here. You know what I'm saying? We out here. You know, that's what it is. My Soda Pop crew, I love My Soda Pop crew. I got a very good crew. All y'all that's on here, I appreciate y'all. You know what I'm saying? We got many different flavors, many different backgrounds. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, we do what we do. And, you know, on top of that, I'm so hood. You know, I do this for my hood, for my local artists, man, because they really need an outlet to get their music heard. Because we ain't got no big radio station here. We don't. I come from a place where, you know, 90%, I got to say at least 70% of the music come from, you know what I'm saying? I'm from California. So, you know, we got like 20, 30, 400 major radio stations down there, you know. So I'm used to these big radio stations, but we ain't got down here in the Twin Cities. And, you know, even though we online, we still a radio station, bitches.
It is. So when it comes for the cell phone, change the radio.
Y'all know that you can listen to us in your car, Deaf You Podcast. You can search us up, and you'll find Soda Pop Radio. Y'all will. Definitely that. You know what it is. Soda Pop Radio, Radio That Pops. It is what it is. You know how we do it. Hey, check this out, though. It is 10:20, so we definitely give our shots out. And, you know, we always start with the women first because that's how we do it. We gentlemen around here, too. We hood gentlemen. That's how we do it.
Aww.
Hood gentlemen.
Definitely
hood gentlemen. Soda Pop Radio, Radio That Pops. It is what it is. And if y'all not with us, like my girl Boo Thang say is what?
Roll with us and get rolled on, goddammit.
You already know. So, Ms. Boothang, go ahead and give us the shot. Start off the shots out.
Well, shout out to all our listeners. You know, I love our listeners. Without y'all, there's no us. Shout out to the Soda Pop team. Shout out to my co-listeners. You know, all my family, my kids, my baby T-Money. And that's it.
Definitely that. King Enterprises in the building. Go ahead, give your shots out. Let them know who you is.
King Enterprises, definitely in the building. All systems are go. And as you check me out on Facebook, I see everything. I know everything, and I might be able to tell you something about yourself. But I'm definitely in the building. Hey, when it comes to this industry, I have definitely got everything you possibly need. If you're looking for artists, I got agents on call. Hit me up on Facebook, and I definitely can look out for you and find out what the pricing is for some talent up here to come up here in Minnesota. You got that money? Come holler at me.
Definitely. Y'all will be tuning in one of these days to King Therapy from King Enterprises, hosted by Soda Pop Radio. Do you need, you got a problem in your head? One of your schools is missing? Well, come to King. King will help you. Coming back in on Soda Pop Radio Therapist.
Soda
Pop Radio, Radio Pops is Way Back Wednesday. I am your host, King Sean, a.k.a. Mr. Do The Most, in the building with my co-host, Ms. Boo Thang and King from King Enterprises. Yes. And check this out. I'm going to make mine short and simple and sweet. Love, peace, and hair grease. As long as it's Blue Magic or Murray's. Shout out to my Soda Pop crew. I love y'all. Y'all keep me up on this damn thing and keep me going. Straight up, we all business-oriented and we all surviving in this world. Shout out to my kids, my family, Twin Cities, Portland, Fresno, California, Vancouver, Washington, Dallas, Texas, Houston, Texas, Louisiana, Ohio. Yeah, you know how it is. Soda Pop Radio, Radio Pops, King Sean, a.k.a. Mr. Do The Most. Like I said, love, peace, and hair grease. And tune in tomorrow or Through It All Thursday. You know what I'm saying? Y'all definitely need to call in tomorrow, Through It All Thursday. Well, King will be your therapist, and we're playing some of that hot R&B for y'all to get y'all through y'all Thursdays, you know what I'm saying, or what problems that you have. Make sure y'all tune in tomorrow, Through It All Thursday. King will be your therapist, and it is what it is. Soda Pop Radio,
yeah.
Radio Pop, and we'll catch
y'all.
Hey, but check this out, y'all. I'm going to tell y'all something. These last two songs are for my crew, and one is for my dude, King, for King Enterprises. I'm going to have to take you back on this last song that I have, the last one. I'm going to take you back. Definitely that.
Yeah.
But this next song is for my crew from Soda Pop Radio, because my crew is always on Broadway.
Yes, sir.
My posse's on Broadway. My posse's on Broadway.
Me and Kitchen Facing at home, away from home, in the black Benz limo with a cellular phone. I'm calling up the posse, it's time to get to ripping. I freaking eat sunroof to keep you suckers tripping. Everybody's looking, if you're jealous, turn around. The AMG kit keeps us closer to the ground. We're getting good grip from the 50 series tires. The Alpine's bumping, but I need the volume higher, cause the 808 kick drum makes the girly sit dumb. We're rolling Rainier, and the jealous wanna get some. Every time we do this, sucker MCs wanna battle. I'm the man they love to hate, the J.R. Ewing of Seattle. Pitch up the posse on 23rd and Jackson, heading for the strip. Yes, we're looking for some action. The limo's kind of crowded, the whole car was leaning back. Maharaji's watching TV with two girlies on his lap. On Martin Luther King, the set looks kind of dead. We need a new street, so posse move ahead. And we all look kind of swath, the crew you can't forget. The Mix-a-Lot posse, Cole ripping up the set.
My posse's on Broadway. My posse's on Broadway. My posse's on Broadway. My posse's on Broadway.
Rolling in my posse was getting kind of bored. There's not another posse with more points scored. We don't walk around like criminals or flex like big gorillas. My homeboy Kid Sensation is the teenage lady killer. Maharaji's on the deaf side dancing like a freak. The girlies see his booty and their knees get weak. Larry is the white guy, people think he's funny. A real estate investor who makes a lot of money. Clacking lots of dollars, we all got gold. Cruising in his Benz and ain't got no place to go. Well, in 23rd, we saw nothing but thugs. The girlies was too skinny from smoking all them drugs. Cause the rock man got them and their butts just dropped. The freaks look depressed because our Benz won't stop. At 23rd and Union, the driver broke left. Kevin shouted, Broadway, it's time to get deaf. My girl blew me a kiss, she said I was the best. She's looking mighty freaky in a black silk dress. The closer that we get, the crazier I feel. My posse's on Broadway, it's time to get ill.
My posse's on Broadway. My posse's on Broadway.
Posse up. Broadway and my wheels spin slow. Rolling with your posse is the only way to go. The girlies by the college was looking for a ride. We tried to pick them up, but we had no room inside. We put them on the trunk, we put them on the hood. Some sat up with the driver, they made him feel good. The posse's getting bigger, there's much too many freaks. My muffler's dragging, my suspension's getting weak. Now the freaks are getting hungry and mix a lot streeting. We stopped at Taco Bell for some Mexican eating, but Taco Bell was closed, the girls was on my tip. They said, go back the other way, we'll stop and eat a dip. Six is the place where the cool hang out. The swaths like to play and the rich flaunt clout.
Posse to the burgers, and so big we walk in twos. We're getting dirty looks from those other sucker crews. Kid Sensation dropped a 20 and didn't even miss it. Skeezer from another crew, she picked it up and kissed it. Her boyfriend's illin', he went to slap her face. My homeboy PLB, cold sprayed the boy with mace. Cause I never liked the bunk who beat up on his girl. If you don't have game, then let her leave your world. We took his girl with us, with him she rode the bus. She gave the boy the finger, and the sucker starts to cuss. Boy, I got a just posse, you got a bunch of dudes. You broke cold crying about the Rockman blues. You beat up on your girl, and now you're all upset. She's with the Mix-A-Lot posse on the Broadway set.
Radio, radio that pops. Hey, this last song right here is dedicated to my dude, King. This is a song for you, King, that's going to take you way back, man, way back. So I definitely had to get this out there and put the kiddies to sleep. It is what it is.
I
Soda Pop Radio, radio that pops, on Way Back Wednesday, Wednesday, Wednesday.